Hello everyone, and welcome to Grip Chat, your weekly podcast of the Intimately. Back with us is the great Cassie Martin. Cassie, how you doing?
Thank you so much for interviewing me today.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Cassie.
Thank you.
So Cassie, just to recap, tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm 48 years old. I live with my partner. I work part-time and I just enjoy life. And I've got cerebral palsy, but I try not to let that stop me from doing much. That's just part of life. And I've just written my own autobiography.
Nice.
A lifetime goal.
Nah, that's awesome. So, Cassie, tell us a bit about your book.
It's about the challenges that a female with a disability would face in an ethnic family. And the challenges of proving your worth and achieving your goals. Because a lot of people don't expect much from us people with disabilities, so we have to work much harder. It describes the challenges and then in turn the achievements that you can't stop what you dream about. You've got to make it happen.
Exactly.
It's not always easy, but it's worth the challenge.
Yeah, true, because I can resonate, and I'm pretty sure most people with disability can also resonate with you. It's always a challenge, and you constantly got to prove your worth, and that's the thing,
that's
You've been through a lot of challenges in your life, Cassie. How has that helped shape who you are today?
It's made me feel like every challenge has been worthwhile, and everyone has challenges. It just depends how you deal with it. And hopefully it doesn't put you down. It makes you stronger to achieve more. And that's what it's done for me. You can't let what people say shape your life. Because in our situation, in an ethnic environment and disability, put downs are very easy to come by. You can't let that shape your attitude. You've got to grow from that.
Exactly.
That's what I've had to do. And that's what I hope this book helps other people to grow from their challenges, because not every family member will praise you.
Yeah, true. So just some viewer discretion, this may be a bit sensitive, but you do talk about, you know, death experiences and near-death experiences. So do you think any your near-death experience shaped you as a person? And it's in one way.
It certainly has, because it makes you see the world in a different space. It makes you appreciate life more. It makes you see the world differently, appreciate nature. It makes you focus more on being grateful. To have gratitude helps a lot, and it builds confidence, and it builds more positive energy to be grateful for what you have. And that's a big part of having a near-death experience. That's what brings about more in your life, to have gratitude for even the smallest things, like being near the water or being outside with trees and nature. It shapes your mind in a different way, because it makes you feel like you've had a second chance. in life. You have had a second chance to live. And it brings about more appreciation that you wouldn't have had before, because you're too busy being angry and wrapped up in your own self.
Yeah, and you've mentioned that in your book, which I think be sure to check it out. It's called The Light at the End of the Tunnel.
Yes.
By Cassie Martin. So be sure to check it out. What is the importance of self-reliance? And have you learned to cultivate it?
Yeah, I've had to learn from a young age to be self-reliant and learn how to do that for myself. Because I learned from a young age that if you want to achieve something, you have to look at building a better life for yourself.
And I guess it's made you, you know, stronger and more, I guess, appreciative. But yeah. Also, yeah, just more resilient.
I've had to be, because having a near-death experience makes you appreciate life more. You see life differently than you saw it before you had a train accident, because you see it more as a gift and you feel more gratitude towards it that you never felt before. When you feel more gratitude, more positive things come into your life. That's what I've recognized. No point in holding on to anger.
And I agree, Kathy. Like I said, thank you for sharing. How do you think disability and shame relate in your culture?
There's a view of perfection that really it doesn't exist. But in my culture, there's a view of perfection that doesn't exist. And if you're not perfect, you're not valued as much as a person. And that's what I've had.
Yeah, true. Sadly, it's
combat and battle all my life, and I'm sure people from the same ethnicity can connect with what I'm saying without being too harsh or too direct.
I totally agree. It's good that you highlight that, but it seems that you've experienced some tragic moments along the way. How have you transitioned towards acceptance and cultivated a sense of positivity and gratitude?
Well, I've been very grateful to have some beautiful people in my life that have helped me along the way. And I appreciate that I have a job where I can give back to the community and help in that way. Grateful for the position that I've slowly built myself towards. It's been a lot of hard work and effort. And sometimes, or most of the time, it's all in our attitude. It's not easy by any means.
Yeah, sometimes.
And that's why I wrote this book as well, to build other people's resilience and to help them build themselves up. Because I know a lot of us get down and depressed about having a disability, and we've got to find other ways to make yourself feel better and have a high self-worth.
Yeah, true. The writing process, how was that for you, and does a sensitive tech and support play an important role?
I typed it up and I had it edited, but I did a lot of the initial work myself. On a weekly basis, I would sit down and write for hours, and I had a coach me just for an hour a week to discuss the topic and the story, to sort of transition me back into that feeling of whatever the story was. So when people were reading the story, they can feel it in the chapter. Because I know I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt the memories back when I wrote it.
Oh, yeah. Now, I would imagine. So, yeah, thanks for that. Be sure to check out Kasimana's book for the viewers out there. Any other advice for developing a writing practice or pursuing creative ambitions for those with disabilities looking to share their story?
Yep, if you want to write, you have to write every week and have a target of words that you have to meet. You have to do it on a weekly basis so it can be streamlined. It's hard to stay focused, but when you do, it virtually writes itself. I didn't believe people when they told me that, but as much as you write, you can see it developing, and it becomes an addiction. You just want to keep writing until you're finished.
Now, that's a great tip. Thank you very much for sharing that. That's I'm going to be writing a book thanks to the great Cassie Martin. And be sure to check out her book once again. It's Cassie Martin, The Lawyer at the End of the Tunnel.
What's your book going to be called, Evie?
So, you know, The Life of Pi? We'll call it The Life of Evie.
Okay, yeah. Good? Yeah.
If the audience like that, give us a right.
That'd be great.
Nah, all good. So has there been any development on your next book or short film?
I'm thinking about it, and actually, I gave my book to an actor that I want to follow up to see if I can make it into a short film. Because we went to the Disability Short Film Festival and I gave it to a disability actor. And I want to follow up with her if I can make it into a short movie.
Sounds good. So watch his face, people. Cassie Martin, The Lie at the End of the Tunnel as a short film. We'll get you updated if anything comes up.
Yes.
How exciting.
That'd be fantastic. Yep.
And so we're going to our final thoughts. Can I say any final thoughts for the audience out there who, I guess, choose the, or if they want to write a book?
If you want to write a book, you have to write every week 1,000 to 2,000 words. And you have to be determined and keep at it, because it'll happen.
Thank you, Cassie. And any final thoughts on you want to add before we wrap up?
Keep positive, and hopefully being positive will bring about happiness.
Awesome.
Thank you for the interview.
Well, Cassie Martin, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And for the viewers out there, and I have to repeat this constantly, but be sure to check out her book, The Lie at the End of the Tunnel.
Thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
But for now, see you everyone, and you'll be watching Crip Chat, your weekly podcast on everything disability. Join us next time as we talk about more things disability.